Blog Talk Radio.
That you rarely find, and these niggas shoes fit me very fine. Catch me on these avenues, I'm trying to reach their mind. Man, you know that black power music, it gets no play and they ride until they put that brick in, and now they feeling my vibe. I start to slowly see they fists on the rise, see it's intense from their eyes. It's kinda hard to come to grips, make the decision inside. I ain't gonna lie, it took some time to make some sense in my mind. Now all I feel is a sense of this pride, incorporated in these lyrics and this vision of mine. To make a change for my people, wish this wish to take the sweeter. The pain runs deeper, you can feel it through the speakers, huh? 400 years of pain, turn the page. Every story looks the same. They snapping pictures as he hangs. Emmett Till was killed for whistling and being brave. And y'all still running sleep with the beast from the cave. My knocker say you should be ashamed. The black woman, the goddess, says she come in many shades with the power to create greatness. Her DNA melanated on display, absorbing these sun rays. Rock, I make a wonder as I'm building this collage. I feel the power of the people fully amplified live. My mission is to make a difference. Recognize I'm watching for the agents in disguise. I describe my struggle, my hustle kept it pushing like Lamar's, giving birth to a nation on the rise. As I scribe the soundtrack to the revolution, televised, telling lies, trying to stop the movement. So you gotta keep a semi like you came from Zamunda. And yes, I'm in my prime like the minister Lamoon, but it's a program for your system. I ain't talking about computers, speaking proper information for our future. And don't you confuse it. Some people outdated, so they might refuse it. Eternal glitches, so it's time to reboot them. Aim high, stay low, send a shot from the Ruger. Focus on our survival, formulate a conclusion. This is real, swear this ain't no illusion. Try to elude it, but you can't. Martial law, got the coppers in the tank. Renegade, got this bug out bag right by the door, just in case it's time to break. Make a movie, play the game, this high stakes. All across the country, I be on these highways, flying through these clouds to reach my people's mind state. Wide awake, I ain't sleeping with the sheeple. Right fist high, all power to the people. Black power got me charged up. Somebody check the meter. Now I need them. My lock came freely as I praise my inner being. Child of the universe, I'm just sightseeing. As I take you on this tour to give you more. And I ain't talking nationality. Them pigs is at your door. Can give a fuck about Black's laws. That's corn gang family. These is definitions, just really your formality. I put power in the words that I speak in. Black absorbs all color. This is me, I am the walking constellation. Birthed by the galaxy, observation through telescopes. They couldn't capture what I see. I thought something in these books would make me feel more complete. Still searching, but I know I'm royalty. I'm a king, they tried to hide it, but I seek till I'm fatigued. No Marines are on me. To the chief, and kept it flowing like the Navy. Air forced them to retreat. Reenacting D-Day and drop bombs on the beat. Laying mines on the track, beware where you place your feet. Yeah, I'm 10 toes down till they lay me 6 deep. Return as the ghost of brick, even my spirit won't sleep. Non-stop, relentless, no time clocking. Invented, can mark the date of this classic composition. I'm penning between these bars, give you a wealth of wisdom. If you can read between the lines, notice I'm painting the picture from the book of bricks, so this ain't no scripture. Amen, the flow sacred, religion's the fact. The people quoting my statements. What will brick do across their bracelets? Show how strong their faith is for me to change it. And with that said, I made arrangements for this faceless, infinite information on pages that I created. My notebook so swole that it won't close. I'm going hard, introduction to the outro. You ain't repping for your people, keep your mouth closed. Like the Bible Belt, they love me in a sophomore. I think my mind first changed as a sophomore. Looking through history books really without no. Blacks saw the same names, repeatedly learned about those. Now Trump building a wall for the Vatos. Muslims can't fly back either, had to reroute those. Strips and gun stores sold out, know what to watch for. And watch what you say, freedom of speech soon will be outlawed.
Tried to shut me up, but now I'm coming out this damn cage. Take away our culture, then you wonder why we in the race. Shoot us down in broad day, then put us on the front page. Black lives matter, why you treat us like we still slaves? Power to my people, time to get our life in order. Screaming fuck Trump, and shout out to the border. Your wife immigrant too, so custom should deport her. Back up on my square, so you know it's time to ride. Mama always told me you can run, but ain't no hide. You with me or you ain't, cause ain't no time for the side. Tired of all the faking and flossing, time for a change. I don't deal with many, I learn to stay in my lane. Magic with my words, I'm the rap David Blaine. I need my reparations or else I'm going insane. Ain't explaining shit cause y'all can never feel our pain. Brick and say yes, bringing knowledge to the game. Nursery store rappers, this shit they spitting is lame. I promise that I'm one of the rappers they can't tame. I do this for my family, I care less about the fame. When Booker Brick drops, the streets will never be the same.
They say that black lives matter to who? They still be telling lies. Riots in the city, label thugs when it's televised. This is what you get when the situation's pressurized. Diamonds are created of pipes bust. I might just lose my cool on this path trying to be righteous. These verses ain't a problem. My block is full of righteous. Set fire to the track. Watch me ignite this. This is black power. My goal is to unite us. Rise up. My back against the wall, I'm a fighter. For my family's survival, I give my life up. Lay it on the line, what would you decide? Black rebels, revolutionary suicide. Load me up, it's time to ride. This is where those gun bars come in. Twin rifles, fully automatic, stick the drum in. Them shots ringing, push the panic button. I control the substance, the government can't regulate production. Self-manufactured, I made me a few adjustments. Knowledge over trap, I put it over percussions. Leave this lava on the track, my vote. Kano erupted, more hot fire than five dike lines. Got bars by the abundance. Expand my circumference, include only the real ones. Is it exodus or revolution? How you feel, cuz? I present this double disc on the same way Pac and Big was. Got that Wu-Tang Forever style, this is what the kids love, yeah.
This is the type of message they kill people over. So I might not make it with you, but I will spark the exodus. Queen Mother Harriet said she freed 1,000 slaves. She could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. You see, the hardest job of a revolutionary is getting our people to understand the necessity of movement. We're standing still at our jobs, still in our homes, still in our community, still in our churches and mosques, still in our thinking. Hell, we're sitting still to get murdered. We won't even move to protect ourselves. We're standing still with our hands up, begging not to get shot. But where are our survival instincts? I've never saw a gazelle sit still when they see a cheetah, or a hyena when they see a lion. I've never even saw a white man sit still when they see a black man. But for some odd reason, our people have become content being preyed on. But that day is over. Today is a day of movement. We're moving from relying on the Caucasian to relying on each other. We're moving from having our community controlled by others to controlling them ourselves. We're moving from being policed by Caucasian cops to daring them to point a gun at one of us again. We're moving from our oppressors poisoning our water to us being the source of life for our people. We're moving to a promised land, which is not a distant land, but we're going to build our nation right where we are. This is not going to be an exodus from one place to another. This is an exodus from being good Negroes to great kings and queens. My people, we must move. No longer can we sit still, waiting for the perpetrators of injustice to give us justice. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be protected? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to have everything you need in abundance? Do you want to live without having to tone your blackness down because you fear you might get shot, or a job won't hire you, or you'll be discriminated against? Do you want to live in a world where the amount of melanin you have isn't a hindrance for your prosperity? No, I'm not going to ask Pharaoh to let my people go in this exodus. I'm asking you to let yourself.
Yeah, are you ready to follow? Better yet, Lee, time to be a role model. Take a look in your closet. I hope there's more than Jordans and brand new phone posits. Them number nines cost a passport, but you can't even in your block it. Basically, just a hostage.
under my control, they watching. Half of them killing each other, the rest of them still lost in the doctrine. Little black babies all up for adoption, but y'all see no problems. Who controlling the mentality of our children? Y'all seeing this nonsense? Jim Crow in these streets still can't escape from that bondage. Shackles still in the brain of some of our people, sometimes it's still impossible. But I feel there ain't no other option, though. I ain't lying, King Mufasa. I'm going hard until I'm adios. Lost in the safe, and it's all I know. Daughter on the way, so it's all I want. Picture perfect, just call that flow. Make it last longer, worth a thousand words. Watch me put it together, make the art so dope. Displaying mosaics, artistic with phrases, creating pages, lyrical articles. The book of brick, every chapter real. Married to the game, at the chapter still. Camouflage, got my ammo filled. It's time to deploy to the battlefield. Let's go.
Peace, 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 peace and black power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, place the knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah, and this is our Solidarity Saturday episode. We got the honor and privilege of having on this afternoon, this evening, depending on where you are, the extraordinary mind of KT the Arts degree. Out of that illustrious pillar family, that phone number to call it is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Still waiting for our brother to come on. Just wanted to come on and let the family know that we will be on live shortly with KT the Arts degree. He's in the middle of working his magic, cooking up some food for some clients. So he's going to ask me for a few more minutes. And then we will be on live. So, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is Do Knowledge Radio. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. You can subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Do Knowledge Radio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out at our hub site, our e-commerce site, www.DoKnowledgeUniversity.com. You can follow the show on Twitter. That's @KnowledgeBorn15. Again, that's @KnowledgeBorn15. Don't forget that we are still doing the drive to save the illustrious community that the world knows and loves as Black and Nobel. Go to www.GoFundMe.com/SaveBlackAndNobel. Again, that's www.GoFundMe.com/SaveBlackAndNobel. You can donate to the GoFundMe, or you can go directly to the website, and that's www.blackandnobel.com. 15 years of service, you know, helping our family, you know, African people all around the world, shipping directly to our brothers and sisters behind bars, and in earnest need of our support. So again, www.gofundme.com/SaveBlackAndNobel, or directly to the website, www.blackandnobel.com, and you know, make a purchase, you know, and if you don't have the funds, you know, you can just share the GoFundMe around, you know, to your friends, to your family, raise awareness, and you know, make a commitment in that manner. You see what I'm saying? Just, you know, let the family know. Use the hashtag Save Black and Nobel. Let the family know about this cause right here, noteworthy cause. And also, we're still looking to raise funds for the release of our brother, the National Minister of Defense and the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz. And that can be done via PayPal, paypal.me/KingSamirShabazz, KingSamirShabazz. Couple of other announcements. We will have African Liberation School every Saturday via Get This Wisdom Live's YouTube channel. So every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, looking to fill up slots, you know, for every Saturday evening. So if you want to be a guest on African Liberation School, email me at dukenowsradio@gmail.com. Again, or if you're looking to be a guest on this platform, Doom Knowledge Radio, email me at doomknowledgeradio@gmail.com. Or if you have someone you wish to refer to the platform, you can email me at gmail.com. Or you could, you know, leave a message on the Hub site and it comes directly to me, www.doomknowledgeuniversity.com. So African Liberation School, shout out to Get This Wisdom Live. Make sure you subscribe to that wonderful, magnificent offering. That is Get This Wisdom Magazine, www.getthiswisdommagazine.com, and check out, you know, the Warrior Queen, True and Living Earth Shock, the Everlasting Peace Earth. She is editor-in-chief of that illustrious magazine. Her hub site, e-commerce site, www.shaktikares.com. Check out her products and services. Remarkable sister, works tirelessly, you know, and has sincere love for African people. So support the sister, www.shaktikares.com. You can check her out here with Shaka Speaks, a spiritual healing series, and that's every fourth Monday of the month. And the Warrior Queen's Perspective for her and the Goddess Black Ice on every third Monday of the month here on Duke Knowledge Radio. Just tuning in, we are on 7 days a week, and got a different show every day of the week. So for this coming week, we have, well, let's just take care of the weekend real quick. Here today, KT Dodge Street. Tomorrow, the International Monthly Recruiting Drive for the Black Riders Liberation Party will take place 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, Revolutionary Sunday. Melanin Monday, we got the brother, Conrad the Warrior, Keith Horton will be on, and we'll be doing the Black Mirror Decoded, the Netflix series, Black Mirror Decoded, and that will be Eastern Standard Time on Monday. We got the Book of Bricks series, Brick History Month, to start off like August. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be dealing with the top five off of that illustrious dual disc that just dropped. You can get that dual disc, www.itsmebrick.com, itsmebrick.com. And the album just released on the 18th, you know, so on the 18th of this month, album just released, www.itsmebrick.com, that's itsmebrick.com. Brother, just welcome Kennedy into the world on yesterday. So, you know, Black Fathers Matter, you know, so he gave, you know, the queen gave birth to that melanated greatness. You see what I'm saying? Black families matter. You see what I'm saying? So, salute and honor to the Brick Dynasty for that new addition to their family. You know, the young goddess Kennedy is there, you know, so I know they overjoyed, and, you know, they float. So whatever you can send to the brother, you know what I'm saying? Either donation or through any of the products that he offers over there, www.itsmebrick.com, itsmebrick.com. Check my brother out, Tahir RBG, www.tahirrbg.com. Get that Hymns of the World ring. Get his, you know, his entire catalog is up there. Get your, you know, red, black, and green bandana, you know, ancestral candles, whatever you got, whatever you need, check my brother out, www.tahirrbg.com. Check out United Front, the Vanguard. It's going down, www.ufasafo.com. And also you can catch them on the Safo Radio every third Friday of the month here on Doom Knowledge Radio, www.ufasafo.com. Make sure y'all get that Che Black banger, Only Built for Killers, Cutthroats, and Warlords. And we got Church in the Field coming up here shortly, along with Offset Papers. Brother Dido Green coming out with that Church in the Field on coming soon. You see what I'm saying? So that one's coming up. And then to follow up behind that, the Offset Papers, the Brother Akintunde University Avenues album will be coming out. You can get Offset Volume 1 on www.ufasafo.com, so you can get the whole catalog frontcatalog.ufasafo.com. So definitely a lot that's going on. So again, Tuesday, Book of Bricks series, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, we got Black Survival 2017 and Beyond here, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the Black Rights Liberation Party, in lieu of the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rights Liberation Party, Mr. Kingston and Shabazz. So it's a collaborative effort. And to our brothers, free, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Friday, we got an author, a dynamic entrepreneur, businesswoman, Nikki Pascoe, will be in the building, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday. Saturday, we'll be making the case for African-centered education. The brother Baba Amin and Jamila Heyman will be on, and it will be all things concerning African-centered education. So that'll be on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday, we have the Warrior Brother of Rhoda Inc., Lucian Black. I know y'all seen the video circulating around on the timeline, and if you check my timeline out, the brother Lucian Black was just on Straight Black Pride Radio, a warrior and director of Urban Sharpshooters. So that tactical training is there, is necessary, that's needed. The brother provides a unique look and skill set in regards to that, you know, sharpshooter, urban warfare. You see what I'm saying? So that brother definitely will be bringing a unique perspective. The NRA tried to railroad the brother and, you know, assassinate his character, said he wasn't qualified to teach, and then they used his techniques. So that brother will be on this Sunday to share his story with the family. You see what I'm saying? So we can get that, you know, information. And also, you know, look and see how his, you know, tactics, techniques, and procedures could be implemented, you know, among our people, especially among the fighting forces, you know, in regards to self-defense, in regards to close quarter combat. You see what I'm saying? So, battle, you see what I'm saying? So we definitely going to be, you know, dealing with that at length on Sunday. So, you know, like I said, it's a lot, definitely a lot going on. I know that the brother Q Butter is on tour right now, you see what I'm saying? Going around, they got the Conscious Olympics going on tomorrow in Detroit. So you can still get your tickets, you still get your live stream, www.consciousolympics.yapcity.com. Get that joint out there and make sure you get your tickets, you know, to that event. It's only $5. $5 for to see it live and $5 for the live stream. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure y'all check that out. I believe that the brother Two Butter and Minister Inky are in Chicago today. You know what I mean? So salute to Chicago. Y'all got Minister Inky on deck and Q Butter on deck. And I believe Q Butter is doing a joint lecture with the young warrior scholar, Zelani. You know, the brother's going for his doctorate, and he's dealing with, you know, making the case for African-centered education as well. So I believe they're doing a joint lecture, you see what I'm saying, out there in Chicago. So that's happening. Next weekend, Brother Red Pill will be back in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, doing you know, back opposite the main field with Black Moore Messiah. He'll be back over there again, making it happen out there. So it's a lot going on. It's definitely a lot happening. House of Consciousness reunion, August 13th, happening out there. The Brother Indoctrine is also going to be in Chicago. Well, he's in Chicago now. I believe he's doing a lecture tomorrow. Free lecture out there in Chicago. So y'all get a chance to check the brother out. You know what I mean? Free lecture out there. So, you know, it's a lot of people moving around. A lot of things happening. And, you know, stay in tune. You know, support where you can. You know what I mean? Support goes a long way with our people, and it's not always necessarily monetarily a share, a like, a tag, whatever. You know, it goes a long way in regards to the promotion of some of the things that are going on. You know, you don't necessarily have to attend everything, or, you know, but you can support. You know, it's not like seeing someone sharing something that you put up, you see what I'm saying, or something that you striving to put together, you know, for the benefit of our people. So, you know, the same thing with the products and the services. Whatever you have going on out there, if it's good for our people, make sure, you know, you email me about it, dudenowsradio@gmail.com, or, you know, if you connected on social media of any kind, I'll shout it out, set up something to have you on the platform so the family can know what you're doing. You know, our goal is to make a, you know, national database wherein our, you know, knowledge, skills, and abilities and access to resources can be something that is accessible. So if you're, you know, striving to do something across this nation, you can be put in touch with people who are doing the same thing. And the goal is to get a collaborative effort towards, you know, getting the information and the efforts out about what people are doing, wherever they're doing it, you know, across the nation. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, collab up, sync up, and share in ideas, and also share in access to resources too. So it's definitely is going on. And it's my honest, you know, observation that our marketing, the marketing of one another's, you know, products, knowledge, skills, abilities, talents, gifts, is not where it needs to be in regards to increasing the reach around the country and, you know, also around the globe. I believe if we did, you know, place value in what one another's, you know, strengths are, that, you know, talents and the sort, that, you know, we'd be more apt to deal with one another, you know, in a righteous manner. So if you had anything, again, yeah, any of those skills, any of those products, any entrepreneurial ventures that are righteous, you know, that is something that will help our people, please don't hesitate to reach out. It's dualistic about this platform that we are looking to engage with our people and support our people and promote our people in the righteous manner. And, you know, that's what we've been able to do here in this on this platform going on 2 years. We hit 2 years during Black August. So next month, it'll be our two-year mark on Dude Knowledge Radio. And, you know, we're closing in on 600 episodes, you know. So a lot of work we've been doing out here and connecting and syncing up with people all over the planet. You see what I'm saying? Wherever Africans are, you know, our goal is to be there, you know, connected with them. So this is exactly what we're doing, you know, these particular things for. So definitely just wanted to share that, you know, with the family. And I'm going to give our brother, KT, the Archery, a few more minutes. So we're going to bang a little bit more of this brick. Y'all can get this dual disc again from our brother, Brick the Foundation, www.itsmebrick.com, itsmebrick.com.
lock your door and put the bars on your window and chain your door anyway, because you know you're living in hell.
This all I know now. Black power got me charged up. It's about to go down. All black, everything. I'm ready for the showdown. Revolution thrown out there. They try and spray your hoes. Now turn this city to a coast town.
Yes, I'm cooking up this brick and name. Referencing the dope out. Cause that black power make her feel good to let her throw out. What you know about? Heart of self-love, I'm about to show out. This is melanated greatness at its finest. Clear the flow out. Clear the spirits of my ancestors in me. Wanna vibe right now. I wish they was alive right now. Because I swear they would be proud right now. The reclamation of this king. Guess I'll adjust my crown right now. On God, black robe drapes my shoulders. Footprints in the sand. Yeah, the weight is over. This album here to help to carry you through the struggle. Dug through the rubble. Mine and this gold. Provide for my soul to prove I love you. And I know we can do better. Just supply them a new culture. But to make a difference, first we gotta pry it from the vultures. They done bastardized the art. Filled with ulterior motives. Just change a little at a time. And hope that we ain't noticed. Rappers bogus and they know it. What's with all the commotion? I'm here to shake up the game. Like CeeLo, you see me rolling. What's my point? Oh, you don't know it? I'm trying to make a change. Sick and tired of the BS. How else can I explain, man?
This all I know now. Black power got me charged up, it's about to go down. All black, everything, I'm ready for the showdown.
Yeah.
Revolution, throw out there, they try and spray your own.
Okay.
Now turn the city to a coast.
Let's go. What up, though, African? I'm back in my bag again. Look. You wanna emerge, it's time to rebirth. That's what my reaction is. Bird. Young ghetto philanthropist, they calling me brick. I'm dope to step out of that, come in those packages. Cold shoulders to the haters, I'm on my last tip. Look, you better catch us at the peak you trying to meet. They say I'm preaching to the choir. We took it to the streets. It's for the youngins on the corner. In the trap, I'm serving fiends. Never knew a father figure, homie, only 17. Got the same amount of shots on them. Run up and you see. Stuck living for the moment, no interest in history. Told me it's all about a dollar. How else he gonna eat? This all he knows. Murder, she wrote them bullets, let him go. It was all good a week ago, but now he comatose. That boy unconscious and the doctors gotta let his family know. There's a chance that he'll survive, but they bust his cantaloupe. So he'll never be the same. Go ahead and charge it to the game unless we purge. Martin Luther King, a dream deferred. Links and news, I share my views with this verse. Puff my earth, Dr. Sebi, baby, medicated trees, what I prefer. Teach the youth about the power that they harness. Supercharge them, let's return.
That's all I know now. Black power got me charged up, it's about to go down. All black, everything, I'm ready for the showdown. Revolution thrown out there, they try and spray your hoes. Now turn this city to a ghost town.
It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce myself and present to others tonight's guest live here on Do the Knowledge Radio, my brother, your brother, the warrior himself. KT, the Arch Degree, is in the building.
What's going on, family? How you doing?
KT.
had that brick blowing up over there, man. Congratulations to the god and the young princess that just came to the world.
Right.
My Kennedy. Put out that love. What's good though, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm waiting to hear about that Mace tour you was just on. You know what I'm saying? I've been around.
Hey, man, listen. Just bridging the gap. People, we got all these titles in the community, and it's like, do we live up to them? You know. And the funny thing is, like, when people come into a community, you're supposed to be brought into the community by elders. You're supposed to be groomed. You don't just look at YouTube and just take it on your own. That's not how it goes down. So, you know, I was groomed. I was brought into the community, and my title was earned. It was given to me. I didn't make up the Arch Degree. And I was told that I was given that title because I bridge the gap. I bring things together. And that's exactly what I just did. You know, I had a divine opportunity by way of Baba Kalendi. For those of you who may not know who the great elder is, I implore you to look him up, Dr. Baba Kalendi. He deals with entheogens, which are the plants that deal with the psychedelic experiences to really get over psychological issues, diseases, and things of that nature, or to ascend higher with thinking and cognition, depending upon what angle you're coming from. He's also a martial arts instructor, and you think I've been around the world. This bro, like, he's, matter of fact, he's Budapest. He's, I think he in Budapest today, dropping some info, so he get around. So he's been following me, and he enjoyed my information and reached out to me and invited me to his Entheogena conference last October, and then gave me an opportunity to be part of the largest Entheogena conference, which is only every 2 years, that occurs in the UK, called the Breaking Convention, which I was, you know, hype over. You know, he also told me, yo, when you come over there, you know, I'm gonna hook you up with my man, and we can create some other events for you. So we did that. Unfortunately, because of issues on my end, I wasn't able to make it out in time and missed my 30-minute spot at the Breaking Convention. Having a 30-minute spot at the Breaking Convention is like having a 30-minute spot at like TED Talks or something like that. So I blew that, which was, it broke my heart, gave me the super willies in the stomach. But I did make it in time to do my other two events, you know what I mean? So I really appreciate the Baba for giving me that opportunity. But the Breaking Convention, like I said, is an Entheogena conference where you got doctors, everybody coming from all over the world, talking about the peyote, the LSD, the psilocybin, the ayahuasca, DMT, and, you know, all of the effects of it on the body and, you know, the reports. It's just that the people of color kind of put a little bit more hot sauce on it and talk more from an experience aspect and from a spiritual aspect than just like the numbers and the what if stuff that they be talking about. So there was a little bit of edge that went on there, you know, in regards to us, you know, and what we had. Like, they didn't take care of us the same way they took care of other people. So it was that, you know, that's y'all water fountain over there type of scenario that had to get busted up. But nonetheless, that's because our presence isn't that strong when it comes to talking about this information, because people aren't really aware of, you know, how effective plants are in our reality, and that we have these real deified plants that exist that allows us to get to areas within inside our psyche and spirit that we normally can't get to because of the experiences that we have in this society that we hold dear to. You know, so nonetheless, Baba Kalendi held it down. Brother Moodoo held it down. My man Darren Springer held it down, as well as Kalendi's Queens held it down as well. They, you know, they put that information in, and the people loved it. And then we had some follow up events that occurred from that as well. My events was Spider-Man Decoded and Hyperdimensional Biochemistry, in which the Spider-Man Decoded, I had a good amount of children in there, about a good 5 or 6. And not only were they there, they were present. Like, they were participating, answering questions, asking questions, explorations, and like just light speed ahead of all the adults was there. They didn't even know the conversation me and the children was having. We were like talking on another level, and it was beautiful. And that kind of primed everybody for the hyperdimensional biochemistry that I had come right after. You know, I'm sorry. If you give me just 1 second, brother, give me 1 second.
All right.
All right.
So we see we're about to go into the joint, man. salute to my brother Darren, man, from the UK. Had opportunity to meet the brother and in 2008, when we did the two-day lecture over there. He came from the UK to what we were doing in Germany when I had the brother A. Rashid Black Dot, True Master, over there, and my mother.
on November 14, 2008. So that was definitely.
I'm back. I'm back. My bad, brother.
It's all good. It's all good.
My bad. My bad. But yeah, man. Like I was saying, that just led into the hyperdimensional biochemistry lecture that I had set up for the second day, so that I can kind of lead people in, you know, with the Spider-Man information, you know, and with the children, and then they could be primed for the biochemical, the hyperdimensional information, because it's real heavy. You know what I'm saying? It's some real deep, real heavy stuff. And I wanted to make sure that the people's minds, not just receptive to it, but be able to follow, you know. And in so many words, I was just breaking down how, and I say it all the time when I ask people why they eat, you know, I say to extract and assimilate the energy of the sun, because the sun is our main source of energy. And because we fall victim to the society we're in right now, we're getting light secondhand. And when I say light secondhand, I'm talking about food. So what is firsthand? Firsthand means light. So I was just getting into the processes of how the body utilizes light in order to exist, you know. And I went deep into the microtubules, the centromeres inside of the cell, tubulin and the microtubules, wave guides. We got into quantum mechanics, just deeper to give people a better understanding of how important the sunlight is during it rising and it setting, you getting out, breathing water, and not just saying it, but just getting into the chemistry of it all, you know. And the people came out, they loved it. They can't wait for me to be back. There's definitely a distinguishable difference between what's going on over there and here, and similarities. Of course, the gentrification situation is going on. The difference is the people there are a little bit more reserved, and it's not really a uppity or a bougie or a snooty type thing. It's really people kind of know their worth and their place. So people make their investments properly. You know, of course, their money's worth more and they have more wealth over there, but they have it because they know how to use it, you know, and that's a huge difference. Also, when it comes to information, they want the information. They're not really looking for the drama, the verses, the controversy, the who right. said what and what said who. Right. You know, they want to get that light, you know. So that's another difference that occurred over there, is just the willingness of the people to want the information over the drama, you know. So I was right. able to go over there and just make some real good fortifications and connections to kind of bridge a gap. And there's a lot of stuff that we have in store coming in the future now, based upon me being able to get over there.
Right. And they definitely stick with you. I was just, you know, sharing that, you know, that lineage, like I shared with you, you know, with the brother Darren. Brother Darren brought over Dr. Eileen Bay, Dr. Valentine, yep. Bobby Hemmett, you know, Wayne Chandler, you know. And the list goes on. And that community, that's a small community, but that community has been together solid, you know, bringing people back and forth to the UK for a very long time. So I know, right. you know, if you hooked in with them, you're going to be busy with those brothers and sisters. You see what
I'm saying? Oh, yeah, they kept me busy. Some the radio
them,
shows,
yeah.
the running around. Yeah.
Right.
They ain't playing.
And them,
they organized. They got it together.
They were children when they were bringing over people. And now, you know, they grew up in the information. You see what I'm saying? So now they're
right.
continuing on, you know, that time span right there. You know, I'm just looking, you know, thinking about, you know, my time span and, you know, my connection. You know, it goes back to like 07, 08. You see what I'm saying? So just look at that. You know, 10 years have passed by. You see what I'm
already,
saying?
Already.
Right.
Whole new world.
And so, yeah, I mean. You know, salute to Darren. You know, he got a chance to meet my mother, you know what I mean, before she made her transition after that lecture that we had in, you know, November, you see what I'm saying, of 2008. So, yeah, it was definitely something. So I know,
there
you know, first-hand
is,
experience, first-hand experience
yeah.
of that kind of love and that, you know, that commitment. You see what I'm saying? So I was like, when I saw, I was like, Ancient Future, I was like, Darren, you going over there with Darren? I was like, hey, you good.
Yeah, man. But that was, like I said, that was by way of Baba Kalindi. Baba Kalindi
right.
is who informed Darren about me, you know what I'm saying? And I believe he had already heard of me, but, you know, not on the level of, oh man, let's do some business yet. You know what I'm saying? So right. he set that up. Like everything that happened in regards to London is because of Baba Kalindi seeing something in me, you know? Right. And honestly, I wasn't inspired to hit Europe and hit London. Like my thing is South America, Africa, Caribbean, right. like Kemet, like there's so many other places I'm trying to go and do work. But right. in terms of a business move, in terms of an investment, in terms of a smart move, I didn't even consider that. So it was the elder that provided me that insight and also gave me the reason to go. Now that I have a reason and a motive, now, okay, let me go. And when I went, it was nothing like what I thought. You know, Kew Gardens, one of the most beautiful location that exists on this planet. It's a botanical gardens. Right. Down in north of Kingston on Thames, I think the Richmond area of London, that contains some of the most rarest plants on the planet. I'm talking about the stuff you see on the Planet Earth series. You know what I mean? The alum titanium, also known as the it's just the alum. If y'all type in alum, it's a very tall flower, probably about from the ground. They probably can get like 9 feet at its tallest. I think it's the world's largest like blooming flower. And the center core has this like part that can actually reach 98.6 degrees, the same temperature as the human body. It looks like a body's in there, you know. And they call it it's a morphophallus. Which is interesting because that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a giant phallus sitting there. And they got that. That thing's from Sumatra. They got the giant Victoria lily pads from Guyana that are 10 feet wide, man. And the huge lotuses. They had like 12-foot papyrus grass, an arbutrium, which is an area with different types of trees, palm. It was just beautiful. It was gorgeous. And every type of herb grows there wild. So I was letting the people know, between that and the fact that the GMO ban is so heavy in London, where your corner store is just like New York, except it has a little bit of hint of Whole Foods in it, because you can get spelt noodles, quinoa, and black seeded watermelon, you know what I'm saying, at the corner store. So the people there got access to everything. And the reason why they got access to everything is because Africa is in their backyard, meaning that right. when you go to Africa and the Caribbean, who owns all these pieces of land? That Britain does. You see what I'm saying? And if you own all this stuff, if you conquered all this stuff, if you're running all this stuff, then you know you're going to be extrapolating the resources. So London is benefiting off of the resources that Britain extrapolates from all of these properties that they've conquered all over the world. And because of that, our people who have been relocated there or are there, they have no excuse for not consuming the proper foods, because they got even more access than we do.
Right.
Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed when I went over there that it was a streak of hot weather. Like, it was 70 to 80 degrees every day, sunny, which they told me that never happens. They was like, I don't care if it's July, it'll still be cloudy, muggy, rainy, and cold. They was like, we don't even know where this came from. So I was like, I came over there like the perfect time, and I was able to really connect with the people with the proper information. And it's like, it's bubbling over there now. The people are loving the info, and I'm really working on something big to pop off this upcoming year. So I invoke anybody, you know, to look deeper into Europe, into Britain, into London, into Germany, into Belgium, into France, into all that. Because, you know, we turn away from it because, you know, Caucasians are there. But just because they're there doesn't mean that's some place you're not supposed to go. You might be surprised what you might find, you know. I went there and found the Petrie Museum. Most people go to the British Museum. I went to the Petrie Museum, which is like, you only go there if you know about it. And you only going to find it if you know where it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you go in there, you find all the images, the Africoid phenotype images of a sore. I saw a intact bas relief of a sore, man, with the full nose, with the full lips, brother. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that thing. So I've never really seen images like that in my face that aren't all broken up and tore down inside of this Petrie Museum. Ran into a brother there, my man Shaka Ngugu, big shout out to him, brother from France. He just happened to be there the same day I was there, and we just went in. Got some good information from him. He got some information from me, and I had a lot of synchronistic moments, you know, like that. You know, and anybody who wants some good detail info on the trip and some other information in regards to my time over there, I did some videos with Rich last week. That's on Black Magic 363. So y'all can get, you know, way more detailed info and stuff like that from there, you know, on my journeys and what I did. But yeah, man, it changed my perspective. It was exactly what I needed, and it was dope, man. And I would tell anybody, man, go over there, because over there is the gateway to the world. That's how you get to Africa. You know, that's how you get to Tibet. That's how you get to Australia. That's how you get to Asia. They promote travel. They promote for you to get out and travel and study culture and all types of stuff like that. Here, they do, but then when you actually make the attempt to do it, you get a lot of resistance. You get a lot of, you know, the stuff to kind of prevent you, obstacles, you know, and things like that. You know, not saying you can't. It's just that it's not as encouraged and promoted as much. And I could see why, because there you got access to everything. You know what I mean? Here, it's just a little bit more restricted. So, yeah, man, just learned a lot, man. Learned a lot. So traveling is definitely one of the best means of getting a proper education, is getting around, not staying in one spot.
Yeah, I did a few of my trips from Europe over there. You know, I went to Eritrea, to Ethiopia, to Sudan, to Kemet, you know, from there, just because it's right there. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people come to Europe and they want to go all around Europe.
It's a 4-hour flight, bro.
I was like, all right. I was like, y'all spend your money over here and going to Italy and all those other places and stuff like that. Look,
I'm about to head down to the mother.
Like, man, let's go. You know, I was on the continent. You see what I'm saying? Like they were going to, you know, France and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, early on. And a large contingent of the African population is in, you know, Germany, in the UK, you know, places like that. So, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we're going back home. You need to come with us. I'm like, all right. You understand what I'm saying? And my brother lives
exactly.
in Sudan. He's been living in Sudan before I was born. You see what I'm saying? He's in the capital in Khartoum. You see what I'm saying? So when I went to Eritrea, he drove down from Sudan. I'm like, you gotta be on some serious type vibe. My brother drove in the middle of the night on no road. You understand what I'm saying? In the middle of the night on no road and found me. You see what I'm saying? Over in Eritrea, you see what I'm saying, brought me back to, you know, Sudan. So, you know, that was a eye-opening experience right there. You see what I'm saying? And he's been, you know, been doing that, coming back and forth between the States and Sudan, you know, forever. You know what I mean? So that was, you know, great experience that was there. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man. Got to get out. Got to get around. That's my next. When I go there next time, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to Africa right afterwards, and I know – when I go to Africa, I got to have some time. I can't do no 1 week in Africa.
Right.
I can't just do one country. It's like I can't come all the way to that side and just hit one little area in Africa. Like, I know I got to be out there for a minute, and I got to get around because I got, you know, I got history there also, you know, that I have to retrace. And it calls me. And it called me when I was there. I felt it. You know what I mean? I knew I was closer. You know what I'm saying? So – yeah, man. And then the DVDs, the both events that I did were 4 hours each. So I got 8 hours worth of information pressed up. The DVDs are ready this weekend, and I'll have them available for sale right at the top of the week. So, you know, anybody who's interested in seeing either the Spider-Man Decoded or the Hyperdimensional Biochemistry, just send me an inquiry at Love Green Life, LUVGREENLIFE@gmail.com. Can send an inquiry to my website or Instagram, KT the Arts Degree, Facebook, Kamani Tate. Just send me a message. Let me know you're interested in DVD. I'm about to go you know, through some promotion on it. But if y'all listening, you know, y'all could just send me an inquiry. I'll get it out to you. But, yeah, I got that info, and I got a lot of, you know, I took a lot of footage when I was out there, pictures, so I'm about to post that stuff real soon. And then tomorrow we got the Contest Olympics with me, Minister Inky, Asa, Nori Bay, and Q Butter at the Elevator Building in Detroit, 1938 Franklin Street. So, yeah, if y'all need any info on that, y'all can go to my Instagram or my Facebook. The flyer's up. And then trying to think what else is after that. We got the African World Festival in Detroit the weekend of the 18th through the 20th. I'll be out there doing some things. It's supposed to be, I did a campaign to honor Dr. Sabi. So I'm seeing how that's going to go. I believe that's going to go through nice and smooth, you know, to give him his proper acknowledgement. And then, I'll be preparing for the retreat, which is booked now, down in St. Croix, you know. And I just announced that the second retreat is going to be next April. And I believe it's going to be in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Oh, Puerto
yeah.
Rico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we moving, man. It's like people got to move. People got to travel. We talk
right.
about products all the time. This is Green Life Botanicals, which is my company. It's more than a product. It's an experience. And what I mean by that is people ask me for my information. They want to know what to do. I tell them, yo, it's just as much as your environment externally as it is internally. So now I want to make sure I start getting people to these locations and giving them the proper energy that they need, you know, provided. And that's what I'm going to be doing this October as well as next April, is taking people to the proper environment, giving them the information. So when they leave, they know what to do. You know, not that they're going to have any more questions for the rest of their life or nothing, you know, but at least they'll have certain questions answered that, you know, they really wanted to get to the bottom of, you know. So that's where KT the Arts Degree is. I'm the bridge, you know. Travel, health and wellness is still included, but it's really about getting the people to these sacred locations, giving them culture, giving them food, giving them fruit, giving them light, getting them exercise, getting them power, giving them rest, you know, and then setting them off so they can spread that to their family, to their loved ones, to their friends. I figure that's the best way it could happen. You know what I mean?
Right. So can we get like a small synopsis of the Spider-Man, like a little teaser so everybody could go get the DVD? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'll give a small synopsis of both of them. And then I'll leave the contact info down. You know, every time I come on here, I be wanting to have more time, but it's like things always end up popping up. Today, I got this opportunity to do a dinner, so to speak, for a real special client of mine. I wasn't sure of the time yet. It was kind of up in the air, and you already know how it happens. The minute you commit to something, then all of a sudden,
right.
boom, that's when the time drops. So I'm in the middle of cooking, and I know I got to get back to the food because I know I can't be serving no super Cajun, overly Cajun, you know, overly Cajun dish. You know what I mean? They're gonna be like blackened everything, KT. I don't get it.
Right.
But I know I got to get back to it. So I'm gonna give the little breakdown of the Spider-Man, a little breakdown of the hyperdimension. If you got like a question, you know, beforehand, I answer that, and then I'll leave the information so we can keep this thing moving. But you know, at any moment's time, man, I'm on my way back. Now,
right.
Spider-Man Decoded. Okay, did you see it, first of all?
Yes.
Okay, what you think?
I saw like a rites of passage. You see what I'm saying? Relationship.
Okay. No, I just meant like what you think of the movie. Did you like it?
I think the you know, the movie was pretty cool. I liked it. You see what I mean? And it came from an angle I didn't expect, you know, because, you know, growing up on Spider-Man, you always see Spider-Man as Spider-Man is. You see what I'm saying? You know, and even that three-part series that they came out with, you see what I'm saying, with the original joint. You see what I'm saying? So This one was
with Tobey Maguire.
It kind of led with Civil War. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this Spider-Man was more along the lines of what Spider-Man is, because Spider-Man came out at a time when superheroes were all adults. They all had these superpowers.
Right.
They got mask off. You knew who they were. So this was the first time that there was actually youth that was a superhero. And that's kind of something different, because adults go have different problems than youth have. So how do you juggle being youth and the responsibilities of an adolescent and puberty and all that type of stuff with the responsibility of like a god or a deity, you see?
Yeah.
As I tell people all the time, Spider-Man represents Kweku Anansi. Kweku Anansi is the person who owns all of the stories. And when we look at the etymology of story, we find out that story actually comes from estuary, which is history. So his story and story are unanimous. So every time you hear the word story, they're talking about history. Now, Anansi the Spider, quite Kweku Anansi the Spider, an individual out of Ghana, out of West Africa, out of Africa, period, whose father was Inyame, climbed up to the sky god Inyame, his father, by way of a web, to inquire how can he own all of the stories, or if you translate, how can I know all of my history? And in order for him to learn all his history, he had to go through these trials, and once he went through the trials, he would be rewarded with it. Well, he got rewarded with it, which means Anansi owns all the stories, and this is why Marvel uses him as their iconic figure, because Marvel deals with the publication and the licensing of characters who represent stories. So that's how they make that connection right there and fortify that connection right there. Kweku is real interesting because it means born on Wednesday. This is why the movie came out Wednesday. I got people that hit in comments, I don't know what KT talk about. All the posters say that it come out on the 7th. I was like, I'm not talking about posters. I'm talking about when the movie come out. And the movie came out Wednesday because that's when I saw it. All right, so it's one that's how you got to really pay attention. It's like, why would they put a date up, but then it don't come out on that date? Because there's something is bigger than that, you know. So it was released on a Wednesday, which is Kweku, you know, and Tuesday is actually Ogun, who is Iron Man, who would actually be the elder, right? Because that represents Heru the elder, Abina or Abine, and Heru the elder would represent Iron Man's part in this film, you know. And Tuesday before Wednesday mean you were born earlier than, or you got more wisdom than. And as immature as we know Tony Stark to be, he actually played the elder in this particular role, you know. So you just see it fortified in the Vulture was Nebtet, you know, or Nekbet, the great mother vulture, you know. And you know it because he referred to his wings or his vulture apparatus as a female. His name is Adrian Toomes. Toomes means death, you know, and Nekbet represents the underworld. You know, a vulture, it recycles, you know, the carcasses that lay on the ground, so it doesn't continue to putrefy and stink up, you know, all the nature. They recycle it. And that's exactly what his job was in the movie, was actually salvage yard. Michael Keaton, we talking a Virgo, okay? A Virgo is a woman. It's a woman energy. And he was Batman. And we all know Batman represents the Dark Knight, represents the underworld as well. And when I broke down Batman versus Superman, I told everybody that Batman, Bat, is actually a deity in Kemet that is a cow goddess. Where Hathor's horns curve outwards, Bat's horns curve inward, and they're on top of the Narmer palette, which I had an opportunity to see when I went to the British Museum, too. But if you look at the famous Narmer palette that is at the British Museum, you see two pictures of Bat there, so he's Batman. So it's real interesting that they had him play him even after he was just what Birdman, where he got nominated and all that with the Oscars for, where he looked like he was a vulture. You know what I'm saying? So they, you know, they played that narrative and that whole energy with that right there. Another point I touched on was his suit. You know what I mean? Because they really paid a lot of attention with his suit. And the new logo, and I told everybody, his new logo is not a spider. His new logo is a carbon ring. It's a hexagon, which means cube, which means six carbon. But specifically what type of ring? It is called an aromatic ring. And the most popular or basic aromatic ring, or rather ring that all aromatic rings consist of is called a benzene ring. Benzene. This is why, in order for him to become Spider-Man, his uncle had to die, and name his uncle was Uncle Ben. So he had a benzene ring on his chest. And the circle that sits on top of the hexagon square represents the resonance circle that appears after the pi electrons gain resonance from the different charges that occur through this particular ring. So this is what I'm saying. Getting into the hyperdimensional biochemistry and coming to the lectures is necessary so that I can really show you people, listen, it's deeper than what y'all think. Like, they really focus on the science aspect of Peter Parker, a kid making his own web fluid. You know, they talk about the science of Tony Stark in his suit. So, of course, his symbol is going to reflect that as well, that chemistry. And that's what he has on his chest, is an aromatic carbon ring, you know, because a spider represents the magnetic field. And what is perpendicular to a magnetic field is electricity and current. And they made sure that they really focused on, you know, the whole energy aspect of what Spider-Man stands for. I mean, we utilize Spider-Man every day in order to get our information. We utilize the goddess Neith, you know, and Anansi by way of the internet or the internet and the World Wide Web. You see what I'm saying? So I got into all of that. I got into the his web fluid, his you know, his webs, what deity he represented, what form of Tahuti Spider-Man was represented in this. I got into that. It was a lot. It was a lot. I just broke that thing all the way down, you know, to the to the nitty gritty. So I, you know, Black Ice TV 7 has a clip of it up there. That's Brother Richie and Brother Terry, you know, who hosted me wonderfully when I was over there. If y'all go to Black Ice TV 7 on YouTube, you can see some clips of it, so you can get another idea of some of the images and the information I was breaking down. And like I said, that was a prequel leading up to the hyperdimensional biochemistry, which is just another way of saying quantum biology, because, you know, everybody thinks about the body as just this physical mechanical structure. And now that quantum mechanics is becoming more of a conversation and experimentation, you know, where people are getting facts and evidence now, they're now looking at the body a little bit different and finding out how things are working and why we're so efficient, how a cell can perform 100,000 chemical reactions in a second. The only way that can happen is if you're slowing down light, and that light, time being relative, meaning on that scale, things are just happening a little different than what we're aware of, okay? So I got into the science of the microtubules, you know, how consciousness is inherent inside of our microtubules. We got into the tubulin that make the microtubules up. We got into the mitochondria, of course, which I've been talking about the mitochondria for years. That has been my main organelle that I love to discuss. It represents the mother, and I got a little deeper into the electron transport chain and how light affects our metabolism. And that at the end of the day, the only thing we need to do is breathe, drink water, and sit in the sun. Food is actually something secondary that is not necessary. And that's not me saying people stop eating and, you know, don't eat an apple and all types of stuff like that. I'm just saying, if you're trying to get to that higher level and you've kind of like been fasting and you know how to fast and all types of stuff like that, if you get into sun gazing, if you get into your circadian rhythm properly, if you get into your proper environment down there in the tropics and you're drinking your water, you're stretching, you're doing your yoga, and you're using your days, fulfilling your days with work, because that's what our body's meant to do, is pick up stones, dig holes, and go in the forest and stuff like that. If you're doing these things, your abilities are going to get higher, especially if you're incorporating theogens such as ayahuasca and shrooms and stuff along the way. You're really going to take it to a higher level. You know what I'm saying? So anybody who's interested in getting further information on that, I'm telling you, you do want to get this hyperdimensional biochemistry lecture that I did out there in London. They loved it. I got me a standing ovation. They just like straight knocked me down when I got done. And I didn't even get to do everything. Like, I never really get to give the people as much. I thought 4 hours would be enough. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to kind of prime the people first before you go in, and then you spend some time priming everybody. And then when you go in, it's like you can't go too hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I know I'm getting there. I'm going to have that lecture where I'm able to really spaz out. But this was definitely close. And the Spider-Man was no joke, too. So if anybody's interested, like I said, lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's lovegreenlife@gmail.com. Kamani Tate on Facebook. KT the Arts Degree on Instagram and on YouTube. You can message me, send me an inquiry, shout out, whatever, subscribe. And then www.ktthearchdegree.com is the website, which you can leave a lot of information there as well. So, yeah, man, that's what I got for y'all, man.
You know, you got to get back to your cooking, man. You know what I'm saying? No, you got to get back
to
it.
Yeah, man, I got to get back in this kitchen, man. And I'm going to let you know who I'm cooking for and all this when I come back. You know, I'm going to have some pictures and some footage, but I'm doing something special right now, and this is going to be something real dope. But, yeah, did you have a question or anything else you wanted me to give to the people before I went, though?
I just wanted you to shout out everything you just shouted out again one more time about the DVDs, the stuff you got coming up. Quick recap, and then I know
okay.
you got it down. So.
No problem. So once again, live from London, Hackney, London, you know, in the Hackney area, I put down two powerful lectures, 4 hours each. Spider-Man Decoded, Spider-Man Homecoming Decoded specifically, where I get into the decoding and the breaking down of Spider-Man by way of Hollywood Decoded, as KT the Art Street does all the time. And then I followed up with another 4-hour lecture after that called Hyperdimensional Biochemistry, where I get into the quantum mechanics of our body and how we process light, the importance of the microtubules and the mitochondria in response to infrared and ultraviolet frequencies. Both of those DVDs will be available. They're getting pressed up right now. You know, they got edited and everything like that, so they're getting pressed up right now, so they're available. If you're interested in it, you just send an inquiry to any one of my social media outlets. I will have a physical, you know, picture of the DVDs up on the site shortly, but in the meantime, if you're interested, just send an inquiry to lovegreenlife@gmail.com, lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's lovegreenlife@gmail.com. Kamani Tate on Facebook, KT the Arts Degree, Instagram, and YouTube, and www.ktthearchdegree.com. I look forward to hearing from any of y'all. Please reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for all the wonderful comments off the videos that have been posted recently. Like I said, Black Magic 363, I got some real powerful stuff. I got a video with my brother Blue Pill. Everybody eating it up right now. They loving it. And then I got some footage from London over in Black Ice TV 7.
Right. Shout out to Brother Rich, man. Brother Rich always get the exclusive, you know what I'm saying? And then I wait for my next turn, you know what I'm saying? That's the only person I will wait
Rich,
behind for the record. You know what I'm saying?
Rich,
for the record,
Rich,
I will
Rich
wait
got
behind
that exclusive.
Rich.
It lined up. I had to touch back down in New York before I headed back to the D, man, and that thing lined right up. It was just perfect timing, man. It was perfect timing. But you already know. Yeah. Like I said, I'm coming back once I do this. I'm going to be talking about this dinner thing that I'm doing today. I'm going to give you that. And I got, man, please, I got so much info I want to put down to the people. It's just, you know, every time we hook up for some reason, it always be when I got something else popping and I got to kind of do both. But like I said, I'm going to put my time aside. I'm going to come on in. We're going to do this 2-3 hour, boy, and I'm going to lay it all out. You know, because I got some real good info, you know what I'm saying, to give you, as well as some good experiences, specifically my DMT experience when I was over in London. So we got to talk about that. We got to talk about the dimethyltryptamine experience, brother.
Right. And we still got to get together to discuss that newest choice.
The heart-shaped herb.
You know, the heart-shaped herb and the viewer's choice, Dakota.
Oh, the viewer's choice. Yeah, we got to do that viewer's choice. We got a lot of stuff to do, man. We might just have to do a series.
Right.
Like KT
right.
month, bro. KT month, right. Like once every year. We just going to have to get it all out.
Word.
All right.
All right. Appreciate your
there
time.
There we go, man. Brother. Man, thank you once again for giving me this platform and this opportunity. You know, I hate that I have to jump in, jump out. I hope I was able to give the people, you know, some good amount of information. If they have any further inquiries, you know, just holler at me through any of those outlets that I was able to leave. Other than that, I look forward to the next opportunity, brother. You enjoy your Saturday. You already know we're going to get up.
All right, Jim. Peace.
All right, brother. Peace.
All right, family, y'all heard KT to Arts Degree. We about to do that KT to Arts Degree series, you know what I'm saying, here on Duke Knowledge Radio, man. Well, definitely. Salute to KT. Salute to Red and Blue Pill. Salute to Mom and Pill, Truth Pill, the whole fam out there holding it down. Don't forget tomorrow, International Monthly Recruiting Drive, Black Riders Liberation Party. Check us out tonight. Check me out tonight on Get This Wisdom Live. Get a YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the channel. African Liberation School will be on tonight. My brother Unc Benu, chief priest of Heninsu tribe. Check my brother out. Catch him on Black Eye Stand Radio today as a precursor to our conversation with my brother Jay Dizzle, Netta Cat, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Black Eye Stand Radio. And, you know, directly after that show, he'll be on live with me, African Liberation School. So with that, I'm going to say peace, love, black power. Don't forget to subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DutaKnowledgeRadio, DutaKnowledgeRadio. Check out our e-commerce site, hub site, www.DutaKnowledgeUniversity.com.
Conscious rap, nah homie, we off that. This warfare music, don't dare confuse it. Barrel of that fully looking something like a pool stick. 100-shot extension plus another with a full clip. I'm hardcore like the center of a beach. Known to bring war in the middle of your street. That's a lean demeanor, hard like a winter breeze. Ready for the beat, straight swarm on my enemies. Bomb like Tel Aviv, more arms than centipedes. Rebel with the chrome, hair blown, John Kennedy. Slaughter Caucasians, Crystal Lake, I'm chasing. Interrogations, down at the station. No one knows, mouth closed like a mason. Wondering who works, this white boy or Satan. Good ship Jesus, packed up plankton. On the same boat, you was Kunta, I was Nat. You was running from them crackers, I was running them back. Llama on my side, no problem to let it fly. Fact is, I'ma be in drama till I die. My life, something like a Jim Brown movie. Beefing with the mob, punk pigs trying to shoot me. Surging with the pump, put in work with the Uzi. Or let that Max spit, rip your ass like a loose.
Yeah, 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 yeah. J-O is something like Ray and Ghost. Only built for warriors, killers, and cutthroats. For the supporters, this for the warriors. Got hands that'll smack hydrogens out of water. When push come to shove, shove come to slug. I don't condone drugs, so why plug the plug? Still killer even with a smile on my mug. Jerk at the RBG Awards, but it's all
and
love.
If it isn't grudge, why do I feel this way? Why black power stay on my mind? Get in line.
Suckers acting like they wanted to, they see that blue steel. You don't know what beef is, don't boy, you need to chill.
Yeah.
My 4-4 pop, the gotta for sure shot. Straight black and Doc Mop, warlord and a warlock. Buckshots and rock spots, turn cops to pork chops. Crushed like Carthage, crashing on Camelot. Divine architect from Kemet to Angle Watt.
Asabo's in the house, can't stop, won't stop. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, off and on, it's on.
Yo, so advanced, I'm late and early, little fella. Your future's in my past, a male version of Sierra. Kill the ambassador, rap with the hologram of Coachella. African centered, self-centered with the metal. Fly guy, keep my head high. This beat is body, better off dead, why? Oh, with Shay like O'Shea and Dre. Natural born killers, then I throw away the throwaway,
Doc Mop, Jay Black, Beetle Green,
yeah.
Matter of fact,
rap satisfied, truth get magnified. Wake up passerby, have to the time and take the hacking line. Batty O Force in Star Wars, I'm Dito Green. Skill Vader with the pen and paper, exposing the Palpatines. What I live and breathe, heard the people missing green. Slap a tom once a week, so my points never misconceived. Ain't for dancing, it's to motivate the brother standing. I only rap ratchet if my hand around the cannon. And at the hooded clan and Uncle Sam and Samson, let me show you I wrote a pamphlet for signs of understanding. I'm like years ahead of succumbing to white fear. I fight bears, replay volume one and hear a pioneer that raises your babies to shoot down flying deer. This is how the permits not, pick a fryer here. In my ear, we fire here, we don't hire here. I got tired ears from young thugs that be rhyming with. Strength in my heart, my core, my leg and my arms. Power in my songs, ain't for praise, it's for alarm. Cause you people too calm, wolves slaying the fawns. Acting through an act and serve the king, you play the pawn. Chess move, checkmate and less move. Leave your face redder than Deadpool. Life in a cesspool, power from the wisdom cells. Burn through Winterfell, can't move like a knife. They choose to take a L. Populated nations, reduced by administrations. Purchase contamination, self-inflicted decimation. Investigation ain't needed, history being repeated. You ain't the right type, consider yourself deleted. They be like, Beetle back, I be like, nah, I'm still redeeming. From an extended off-season, I ain't even got my breathing. Veteran instincts, my seasoning ain't for eating, it's for freedom, redemption. And these governments defeated.
Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on. Off and on, it's on.